Welcome to the Emporia High School Coaches Corner this hour on this Tuesday as we talk to head football coach Daniel Goodman of the Emporia Spartans as we talk all things Emporia football. Coach, you know, it's a new week, season winding down. You're coming off a tough loss last week, 38-0 to a really good Washburn Rural team. And you look at the first half, though, 7-0 at the half. You forced some turnovers. You were in the ball game. How pleased were you with that first half, especially defensively?
You know, I think our team, like you said, defensively answered the call this week of competing and being tough in the first half. You know, we have the two turnovers early. We hold them on a goal line stand after they have a couple explosive plays on us in the second quarter. You know, guys just played really hard and then, you know, tackled well. It's just offensively, we got to do some things a little better, execute. You know, we had a drive going and then just penalty sack. It just, you know, when it rained, it poured Friday night in terms of bad. But no, pleased with how hard we played. Like I said, now it's just back to execution for us.
Talk about the positives. Again, the turnovers. Remember, Washburn Rural was moving the ball, but to get a fumble in the end zone was big. And then how about Oliver Klein with a big interception?
Yeah, Oliver plays really well. You know, one thing I noticed with him in practice is his intensity. He's locked in all the time. He does a good job of communicating with the guys. Listening to the coaches, taking coaching, you know, as a sophomore, he's still really young. You know, he's kind of grown up fast for us, but he plays really well. You know, I'm excited for his play the rest of the season and the future. But no, he does an unbelievable job for us. And like you can see with that interception, he was prepared and ready to go.
You know, his interception was great. I thought his shoelace tackle in space on fourth and goal in the second quarter to keep it a one score game was monumental.
Yeah, that's huge. You know, again, you just staying in the fight because it kept us from being down two scores and potentially, you know, turning the ball over. And like I said, if it was going to rain, it might have poured on us late in the second and you could have gone with 2 minutes to go being down 14 as opposed to just 7. And we were able to pick up enough of get a first down and drain the clock. You know, would have loved to go score, but we're not built to go 90 yards in 2 minutes. And didn't want to give Washburn Rule that chance. But yeah, Oliver just, again, he's playing really well and at a high level for being only a sophomore.
And now, you know, this game was 7-0 at half. Things kind of spiraled out of control in the third quarter. What was the biggest challenge in that third period?
You know, I think part of it was, one, offensively, we couldn't get a first down. You know, we start with the holding call, miss on that quarter, on that running back pass we had. You know, those things hurt us. And then we just kept, you know, just little things kept messing with us offensively. We couldn't give our defense a chance to kind of rest and recover. You know, it was 3-and-out. And, you know, Washburn Rural, you know, to their credit, came out and executed in the second half. They didn't execute as well in the first. They just started making plays. And those are things that's where we got to step up. And, you know, again, we got to play better complementary football. You hear me say it all the time. But that's what we got to do this week. And hopefully that's what happens through a good week of practice.
You know, Coach, how important is it to keep the morale up, keep the intensity up, keep the juices flowing this week?
You know, it's huge because we're not fighting just for this season. We're fighting for what the culture of this program is going to be, longevity. You know, we're not here to just be comfortable and, you know, hey, we have a couple wins. It's been a better season than it has and kind of let's ride off into the sunset. We got to get better every day. And we have a culture and a program and a standard that we're setting here. And that's what we're fighting for every single day as well. So, yeah, we're not going to just go through the motions and just, you know, well, we got 3 weeks left. That's what's guaranteed. You know, but we're going to fight for every day to get better and let the players know, the fans know, everybody know. Like, we're not here to just, like I said, go through the motions. We want to be the best possible team we can be. And, you know, it's just every single day you got to work at it.
We're talking to head football coach Daniel Goodman on Emporia Coach's Corner on KVOE. Coach, let's shift focus. You're taking on Spring Hill. And one thing about Spring Hill, I couldn't really find a lot of information about them other than they're pretty darn good football team. They're 5-1. They don't have, you don't really have any common opponents with them. They're coming off a game where they scored over 50 over Paola, but they also gave up over 30 to Paola. What do you make of this Spring Hill team?
You know, they're coached really well. They have a new head coach from Missouri. He does an unbelievable job. You know, I've talked with him a little bit before this game, just exchanging raw. You know, they're 5-1 and they're in the 5A like we are. They're a really good football program and they like I said, they're coached well. From what I've seen on film, they don't do anything to really hurt themselves. You know, they play hard, they play fast, they're aggressive on defense, they like to run the ball offensively and then play action pass and take shots. They're opportunistic. I know, you know, they've scored multiple ways, not just offensively. You know, they get defensive touchdowns, special teams touchdowns. So it's on us just to execute and you know, not let that happen. But yeah, they're an aggressive, hard, fast opponent that, you know, is going to be ready to play on Friday night.
And you face a team that's multifaceted in a lot of ways because, you know, they have a quarterback in the Miller kid who has thrown over 700 yards this season, but they also have a running back in number 10 who, you know, he's averaging about 10 yards a carry and they average 7 yards a little bit over that. Can you talk about the challenge of that offense?
Yeah, you know, when you're multiple and you're able to take shots the way they do, you got to be able to stop it. You know, we got to just, it's about being physical and tough. You know, I think that's the biggest thing for us, as always, is, you know, we work hard, but are we willing to put our face in the fan and put our body on somebody and try to slow those things down? You got to eliminate them having second and short where they can go play action pass and feel like they'll get it on third and short if they don't complete it. You know, you just got to be physical with them and kind of set the tone that way. Because, like I said, they are an aggressive football team, but you got to kind of take it to them a little bit and see how they're going to respond. You know, I think, like I said, they're really well coached and they're going to play hard. So it's going to be a good game Friday night.
And you look at your offense, you're looking to kind of get back to your ways and trying to get those first downs, trying to get in the end zone against a challenging defense, you know, in Spring Hill. You know, when you look at your offense, you're always focused on what you have to do. And, you know, what do you want to do against a really good Spring Hill defense?
You know, for us, you know, we'll really get a first down would be good. You know, I mean, just be honest, it's been frustrating at times. You know, but you know, we got to be able to get to our pitch phase. You know, our wings position, to be honest with you, hasn't given us a lot all year. It's been Rylan Crowell and Micah Gray and obviously the emergence of Ben Collins. But if we could find ways to get more people the ball, obviously we saw that more against Washburn. You guys saw Rylan getting the ball as a wing and Ben carrying it more as a B. It's a little bit different, but we got to do whatever it takes to win the football game. And it's not a personal thing with anybody on the team. It's just, obviously, something's wrong when you only score 6 points in 2 weeks, regardless of how good, you know, everyone tells you Washburn and Manhattan are. We got to find ways to score, you know, and we got to get different guys the ball. We got to do things a little different, as you saw we did in the second quarter. You know, obviously, as a coach, I felt like I got us a little too cute, and it kind of hurt us at times with some of that stuff. But we just got to go execute. You know, got to get to pitch phase, got to be violent up front. We got to set the tone early up front. That's one thing about Spring Hill. They don't have a lot of size from what I've seen on the rosters that we've shared. And we got to take advantage of being the bigger team and running right at them. You know, it's no secret. You know, that's why I'm not hiding that. But, you know, got to be able to get first downs. Got to be able to pick up four, run and dive.
All right, Coach. Well, appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. Go Spartans.
That is Emporia Spartans head football coach in Daniel Goodman as Coach's Corner brought to you this hour by Next Tech Wireless, Miller Granite Memorials, and John Newland of Edward Jones.